Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is inspiration and anointing. Inspiration is really kind of interesting because when you talk about inspiration, you talk about the source of inspiration. To be inspired is to be motivated by a particular source, and the results of which that motivation happens is it brings into existence some art form or poem or happening. So when we talk about inspiration, we talk about the source being God. If God is our source of inspiration, then He has talked to us. He has led us to a particular point in life, and we have responded with our obedience to the vision, to the feeling inside, and we have come forth with His will. When they wrote the Bible is inspired. Well, it's inspired by who? It's inspired by God. He moved in the life of the apostles, who then moved as a result and wrote down what we read today. So inspired has to do with experience. You can't be inspired unless you have some kind of experience. I remember a time when I was looking at the creation of God, and I saw a tree, and I was inspired by that to write a poem. The source of my inspiration was creation. But more than that, it was my experience with creation that caused me to pen a poem. And I called it If I Were a Tree. It's on the website, a little book called Rhyme Time. I have a lot of poetry on the site that you may want to read. Now, when you get to anointing, anointing's a little different matter, because you can't have an anointing by different sources. Anointing means to smear on, and so if you're smearing on the Holy Spirit, if He smears Himself on you, attaches Himself to you, you're then anointed by God. And God is the source of your anointing. Any other anointing is false by any other source. I mean, you know, you can pour olive oil on me, but it's not going to produce an anointing. The fact that you have an anointing upon you means that you have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You have such an anointing that you can discern spirits, that you can see into the future, that you can speak with other tongues, that you can perform miracles. Anointing is always for ministry. It said of Jesus, He was anointed and He went around and healed everybody that was oppressed of the devil. So today I want you to think about being anointed for ministry and being inspired by God. You can have both. Make sure the source of your anointing and your ministry and your faith and all that you do is God. And then stand up and let your light shine. Be filled with the Spirit and be the glory of God here on earth. That's what it's all about. That's why it's there. God bless you and have a great day.